to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Welcome, everyone, back online. It's great to be here, and good morning on a fabulous day. Whether you're in Buffalo under 6 feet of snow, here in Maryland in the bright sunshine, wherever you happen to be, every day is a good day, and we welcome you. So in the United States, we're coming up in just a few days on celebrating Thanksgiving, which is a major, major holiday. And I think part of the reason is that it's a more secular holiday. So some are already flying, some are packing the car, some are out in for long drives. They're going home. And or welcoming that people are coming home to them. So I remember so many years, my father built the house I grew up in when I was 4 years old. And it was just recently, several years ago after his passing, that we sold the house. As is true with many people who become adult orphans or for other reasons in their lives, that going home to family is not always a choice. There's a part of us where life has invited us to come home or go home in a new way. We often say, return home, go home, I'm returning home, I'm going home. And sometimes that's synonymous with people leaving the planet at the end of their life. But as if death is the way to return to God. But it doesn't have to be that way. We can return to our home within. We can return to that partnership that we always have with God in every moment, in every circumstance and situation. So we don't have to die to return to God. And we don't need something dramatic to go home to others. Let's celebrate. There's much to celebrate. So my opening quote, home isn't where you're from, it's where you find light when all grows dark. We also know this about holidays. Holidays can be a very challenging time for people who have issues from the past. Could be deep pains, disappointments, fears, something horrible that happened, or friction with people. Whatever that wound or shadow may be, it does impact people at the holidays. And so we're going to be blending these and weaving these together because in our going home, we come into oneness and wholeness. Our going home or coming home is really our version of the biblical story of the prodigal child. I said prodigal child. In the Bible, it's a son. But today, it could be any of us. And so as we go on our journey, that coming home, going home journey, part of that includes healing our shadows, our wounds, to be in our wholeness of being. And part of that wholeness of being is also remembering that we are inseparably one with God. That is always and forever. And we can live more fully, more exuberantly, more joyously when we are living from that place. So another way of thinking about this is separation. We all exist in this earth plane in some level of separation. And we can find ourselves separated from all sorts of stuff, all sorts of people, all sorts of beings. So first and foremost, how many of us often think of as God as something that's out there, something apart from us, something external? And in that moment, we have separated from God because we are thinking of God as being something other than us. And we are not in that fold. We are not in that embrace. We are not in that oneness of being that is God manifest everywhere through each and every one of us and every point of creation. We separate from nature. Now, several centuries ago, we lived so intensely close to nature. It was part of the fabric of our lives every moment of every day. But today we can live in a high, you know, a skyscraper, glass and steel and cement and overlook huge cities and forget that there is nature. You know, we've heard many times how children in school really don't know where food comes from. And I think that's probably true of some adults as well. And when we look at what has come into our natural world as we have expanded our population and have progressed in terms of technology and building and so forth, we find pollution, climate issues, deforestations, and so forth. And that in itself is a hallmark of our separation from nature. And also knowing that nature is part of the creation that God has made. We tend to separate from others, and we know that over the last 5, 6, 7, however many years in this country, that division with each other has grown and grown and grown. And we are so prone now through social media and those divisions to be in our own little bubbles. And every time we're in a bubble, we are separate from all that is outside of that bubble. And sometimes we feel like, oh, I just can't go there. You know, I can't talk to that person. I can't be there. And that is a form of separation. And so that really is a question for us to consider is, how do I come back into oneness of being with all my human sisters and brothers? For we are all one, because we are all one through God. And from our family, for whatever reason, sometimes it's just geology and timing. You know, we can't be there. Sometimes it's friction. Sometimes it's for other reasons. And lastly, and this is where we start that prodigal journey of return, is when we are separated from ourselves. Every time we've experienced a pain, a wound, a frustration, we've been shamed, feel guilty, whatever that may be, we've left a part of us traumatized somewhere else. And we have separated from that part of ourselves. What that means is that as we've left parts of ourselves behind, we've also built stories around that. And with those stories and that pain, we've buried, suppressed those issues. We may not even remember them. And for those we do that are closer to the surface, we may even more so be in a place of fear, avoidance, and separation. And so overall, what is separation? Separation is a form of being in duality. Now, in preparing this talk, I had a love fest with our text. I went back in and dug deeply. And I must say that on some of these topics like duality and separation, you will not find those in the index. And so I went to my concordance, which, you know, just takes me directly to those really powerful passages. And it was like this revelation that came through about how much science of mind at its core is really all about healing from duality, of coming back into that oneness and wholeness of being with the divine that we are always. And so I want to like to bring in a few quotes in particular. I could have done this entire talk as a series of quotes from the text. It was so powerful. And if any of you are interested, I'm happy to give you some of those page numbers. Just let me know. So let's touch on some of areas of confusion through the and resolve them through some key passages that I found. And I'm going to paraphrase some of these. So on page 419 in the text, Hom says, we are not separated, as in separated from God, separated from life. He implies, though, that as individuals, as individual points of creation, as individual expressions of the divine in physical form, we appear separate, as in our features are unique. Our voice may be unique. And those features that bring us to recognize that we are distinct. And so this is an area to really explore. I invite you to do this in the sense that, well, I'm distinct from, can reinforce that separation. But let's come back to that home base of our wholeness and oneness, in which we say unity and diversity, meaning that we can be diverse and distinct, but we are never separate. We are always one with all of creation. And then there is also on page 413, I was blown away by this. Ernest Holmes says, the resurrection, now this is biblical, the resurrection is the death of our belief that we are separate from God. It is the death of our belief, the story we've made up. Every time we've bumped into something that hurt us, shamed us, made us feel guilty, closed our heart, anytime we do that, you know, we're in that separation where we've left a part of ourselves over on the shelf or buried deeply in our subconscious. And so he's saying, let's heal that belief that we are separate from God, because we know in God all things are whole, all things are perfect, all things are healed. It's that wholeness of being, that beautiful balance of having balanced the paradox of our journey in this physical world and all the pains that we may experience with the truth of our being, and learning how to be in that healed, balanced, beautiful center of the fulcrum. And a third that I'd like to share from page 454. We are powerful only as we unite with power. And so when we've separated from ourselves and those shadows that we've left scattered around elsewhere, that's energy that we've left elsewhere or closed down. Those are things that we may have turned off in our life. And they really belong to us. You know, we are not in our wholeness and fullness of being. We're not in our full measure when we are separated like that. And so to reunite with our power, which we know is also that divine power of God, because we are inseparably one, it invites us into coming home through healing those shadows. And by doing so, that's where the light comes from. That's where the joy, the forgiveness, the healing, the freedom, the freeing of ourselves from those wounds, those beliefs, those old stories. And so shadow work, you know, that's a common phrase, is really a personal healing journey of what separates us and allows us to come home into our wholeness and fullness of being. And I want to say that how often we feel awkward, that we can't bring ourselves authentically, that we're afraid to speak up, we hide our feelings or whatever it may be. Perhaps we hide a talent that we have and we're not using it, enjoying it, whatever that may be. That is something that is not only a shadow, but it's blocking our light. It's blocking us from being that radiant, authentic, confident, powerful being that God created us to be. And so this is an invitation to come home to ourselves in that full sense that we are just full out. We're not holding back anywhere because we know our divinity and we are comfortable with it. And we've healed our fears and our pains, and we are ready to just be there fully. And how wonderful that is. That is something to celebrate and be thankful for. And not just this week because it's Thanksgiving, but in every moment. And how fabulous that feels. And so remember, God is our forever partner, always and forever, infinitely, eternally. And who is God? That master creator, that master healer, that master lover who always wants greater good for us and through us. And remember, we always say God can only do for us what God can do through us. And so being on that healing prodigal journey of coming home to ourselves is that journey of saying, of recognizing this. And I will personally share. On my daily prayers, I always affirm that I am inseparably one from God. God is my forever partner. And how fabulous it is to be able to delegate to the Master Creator and turn that over in trust and faith, knowing that it's done and knowing that I am ready to be on that healing journey of letting go of false beliefs and those parts of myself that I'm saying, hey, come on back home here. Come on. I'm ready and willing to be my fuller, more wonderful self that I was created to be. And so how can we start? I invite you to start by being in that observer role. Just start to be more aware of yourself. Where are your emotions? Are they anger, fear, hatred, judgment? What are your fears? What do you find yourself avoiding? Are you aware of what you avoid? And so you might just want to affirm, I am willing to understand my avoidance. I am willing to see my fears. I am willing to recognize my judgments. I am ready and willing to see my emotions and recognize them for what they're telling me. And emotions by themselves can lead you into those other things that you've decided and chosen to start observing as part of your journey home. And then there's three questions I invite you to ask. The first is, who else gains from my fear, my anger, my avoidance? Now, whether it's marketing, or competitive sports, or the political arena, which I guess we could also include as a competitive sport, wink, wink. We know that there are others who can gain by creating fear and avoidance and anger in others. Because there are some who gain by separating us from each other. And so that's part of our observation to our brave soul is to recognize, oh, look what's going on in the external world. And how am I taking that in? What story am I building around it? And how am I going along with it? Or am I being in my true authentic self and knowing that higher truth that Rumi always invites us to know about being out beyond the field of duality? Question number two, what do I gain? What do I gain from continuing in my fears, in my avoidance, in my closed heart? Because oftentimes, whatever that wound may be, it has the impact not only of creating fear, but closing our hearts. And we know that the divine is the greatest love of all. It is that absolute, infinite, eternal power. And so How can I live more fully with a closed heart? Ah, I need to do some healing. And question number three, what new truth can I know and affirm? And what that's really saying is, I am letting go of a false belief. I am letting go of that old story that was in the past. Why am I continuing to re-wound myself by holding onto that belief and that pain? And so, what can I know and affirm instead? And I invite all of you, because this type of work does ask us to be brave and courageous. It asks us to feel some pain, because we really can't get through it without feeling it and recognizing it and working with it. And that is part of coming home. And so if you find yourself a little bit stuck, please reach out to a minister, a practitioner, to help you on your journey at that moment. And so I'd like to close with a quote from page 411. Here we go. It stems from the idea that in darkness, darkness does not have power over light. As soon as we turn on the light, light a candle, whatever that light source may be, the sun coming out from the clouds, the darkness disappears. And so we know that that divine light, that source of all light, that is goodness, wholeness, and love, is that which is power. And so Ernest Holmes says, by merely bringing in the light, the darkness vanished into its native nothingness. This is the power of reality over seeming opposition or apparent separation. And so I ask you now to, let's join together in prayer. Let's breathe together, knowing that the allness, the wholeness of the divine source of all creation is right here, right now. That power, that perfect power and presence, is everywhere present, in every moment, in every situation, in every condition. And that includes every point of creation. On behalf of all of us, I know this to be true. Speaking in the I am inseparably one with God. Our partnership, our relationship is always and forever, across all space, all time, in every situation, in every moment. I am inseparably one with God. This power and presence that is always and only love, forever giving of itself and pouring of itself, that divine goodness, and knowing that God is always seeking greater goodness for us as we allow this goodness to be present in us and through us. I allow this to happen by releasing all that blocks this goodness from being present in my life. And in this way, I come home. I am home. I am always home. In this loving, divine embrace. For I am a point of, I am God as a point of expression in this world. And this is my divine truth. This is my true home. Regardless of any condition, anything in the external, whoever and whatever that may be, I am always home in my fullness and wholeness of being. And in doing this, I know that only greater good comes from that fountain of divine goodness. And that is my truth. I live into wholeness of being, oneness of being. I am returning to that state that is beyond duality, and how good it is. I let this flow out from me, radiate as my truth and as my divine ambassador that is a healing, loving presence in the world. How grateful I am. I let thanksgiving be in every moment, in every situation. And so it is. Blessings. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving this Thursday. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.